Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. Good morning. Today, I'm going to talk about why you're feeling so desperate, why you're feeling so lonely, why you're putting up with what you put up with somebody that you're dating or in a relationship. We're going to talk about what brings on all this desperation. Why are we tolerating people that cross our boundaries and we keep taking them back? Why are we taking back our exes all the time? Well, not everybody, but a lot of people, they're always looking to give their ex another chance. Maybe their ex cheated on them. Maybe their ex ghosted on them. Maybe their ex was taking them for granted. So you say to yourself, why are these people keeping their partners still in their life? Why are you doing that? And a lot of people, it's because of scarcity. It's because they feel that that person is the only thing they could get, the best thing they can get. They feel like, well, you know, it's bad out there and they have a lot of good qualities. So I'll just deal with it. Maybe that person will change. Maybe in time, you know, their love for me will grow stronger and they'll see that I'm the one. Okay, I always say in all my podcasts, pretty much all of them, you guys, that what you see is what you get with the person. Somebody's basic character is somebody's basic character. Somebody doesn't just, after going out a year, 2 years, all of a sudden decide, oh my God, you're the one. Usually people, from the stories that I know, my experience, usually people know right away whether they want to have something long-term with you. And people will keep you around for some other benefit if they're not all in. And that's what creates the confusion. A lot of people get, you know, mixed messages because they see that the person is giving them some attention, but yet they always have that gut feeling that that person is not all in. They sometimes get that feeling like, well, does he like me? Does she like me? They do this, but then I don't hear from them. Okay? If you have to question it, there's a problem. Then you have to trust your gut. Then you know that something is not right. That person does like you, but maybe that person is not 100% on you, and they're out there. Now, they're not going to tell you. They're not going to sit there and say, oh, I like you, you know, I don't know. No, because they know that you will run or maybe leave them, and they're not going to do that and jeopardize losing you for some benefit that they are getting from you. But the thing is, why do we put up with that? Why do we put up with somebody? Why do we make ourselves feel desperate and we're just lowering our standards? And the answer is because of your options. Forget about them, okay? Forget about what they're doing. Forget about the attention they are giving you or they're not giving you. Forget about how much they are showing you. Think about yourself now. Think about yourself. See, the problem is this. A lot of times, and this happens a lot with women, we're always worried about our partner. We're always worried, you know, trying to please them, trying to do everything we can to make them happy, to make them like us, to get that validation from that person so that they stay around, so that they show us love. But see, the reason you're feeling so desperate and you're feeling so needy and you're trying to please that other person is because you feel that that person is the best you can get, or you feel there is not anything else around. And see, this is where you have to change your mindset. This is where you have to say, you know what? It's about me now. It's about me. It's not about whether I have to please him to like me. It's not about having to compete with these other women so that he chooses me. Okay? He's got to worry about where you are, what you're doing, who you're talking to. So what you have to do, you guys, it's a mental mindset. And let me tell you, when you put this mental mindset on, they will recognize it. And it will put that unease in them and it will make them nervous and worried, okay? Because if they feel they don't have you, if they feel that you're not all in, they most times they will want you more, okay? Most times. It really depends on the person. It depends on how much they like you in general. It depends on their other options. Do they have other options? You see, it's like this. It's like buying and selling. People are going to go for what's the best. What are they getting the most for their money? And it's kind of like the same with relationships. They're playing out their options. They're trying to see, okay, what's my best option here? Oh, I like this one. She's really sexy. She's really hot, but you know, she can't hold a job. Or I like this one. She's really smart, but she's not as sexy. So they're weighing out all these things. But the thing I'm trying to say is this. You can't worry about what they're doing. You have to worry about yourself. And the way that you get rid of that feeling of neediness, that feeling of desperation for that other person is you got to get out and get your options. You have to go start talking to other people. You have to start dating other people. If you're not in an exclusive relationship, you got to keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. All right. Because it's like I had a very good friend of mine when we were dating and everything like that. If I was talking to somebody, this girl, well, just in general, she was a player, but her attitude was like, you have to keep your options open. You cannot put your eggs all in that basket. If you're talking to somebody, okay, you don't know who else they're talking to. And in most cases, they are talking to other people, and especially in the beginning. I don't care if they come to you and they say to you, I'm not talking to anybody else, you know, I'm focusing in just on you, okay? If they could talk to other people and you don't know about it, they, most cases, they are talking to other people. Why? Because they can. So don't be a fool. Don't put all your eggs in that basket, okay? It's like my good friend said to me, who else you talking to? Who else you talking to? Because she knew, she said, you know, 9 times out of 10, that person is probably not the right person. And especially if they're showing you signs of inconsistency or they're out there talking to other people, you can't just center on that one person. You have to force yourself, you guys. You have to force yourself to keep talking to other people until that person that you are dating makes it very clear that you are exclusive. If you are not exclusive with them, you would be a fool not to keep your other options open. You would be wasting your time, all right? If you're with somebody and they're saying to you, well, you know, I talk to my ex still now and then, you know, this is so common. They're still talking to their ex, okay? They should not be talking to their ex, okay? Unless they have children with them and there's a need to talk about children. Your ex is your ex for a reason. That's it. Cut the cord, okay? You know, if they're talking about their ex on a regular basis, that's a red flag. Maybe that person isn't over them. Maybe they just get together and have like a, you know, a booty call now and then. So you don't want, if somebody that you're dealing with has attachments to somebody else, you know, you have to keep yourself open. And this is, you guys, this is the key to not falling into the trap. And this is what so many desperate, especially it happens to, you know, men too, but so many desperate women, they get heartbroken because they put their faith into this one guy that did not give them 100%, that were showing signs of that inconsistency, that wasn't committing to them. If they have not committed to you, why aren't you out there dating other people? Why are you giving them 100% of your time? They don't deserve it. They don't deserve it. If somebody wants your time, they've got to come at you and prove they want to get, you know, make you a priority. If not, you need to keep your options open. You need to talk to other people. And some people will come back to me and say, well, I have tried that. And, you know, I'm not into these other people as much as I am into him. I understand that. But sometimes it's good to just talk to other people and you make friends. Okay. And through friends, you can meet other friends. It also opens your mind up. You're not focusing so much on that one person, that one guy or that one woman. Okay. And when you start talking to other people and you're not just, you know, putting all your hopes and faith into this one person that hasn't shown you much. Okay. You give off an air of independence. And when you give off that air of independence, and when you have other things going on, that person that you liked so much is going to feel it. And when they feel it, they're going to feel the need to kind of draw you back in. That's when you're going to see more attention from them in a lot of cases, if they really care. Like I said, it really depends on what's going on in their life and who they're dealing with, or if they even want something serious. You know, some people are just point blank period, don't want something serious. And you could spin on your head to try to change them. You could get plastic surgery up the kazoo and it's not going to change them or whatever you're going to do. Okay. You just have to accept it. That is not somebody that wants to have a healthy relationship or somebody who knows how to have a healthy relationship. But the thing is this, you guys, if you're in a situation and you're just, you know, you're battling with somebody that you really like, and you're almost like thirst trapping for that person. You're like, you want more attention from them. They call you and they're only on the phone a little bit. And then you see them on Facebook Messenger, their light's always on because they're talking to other people most of the time. I'm not saying they're necessarily talking to other people, but if you see patterns like that, those are red flags. Okay, if they're not texting you back and you see that they're up and they're on social media and they're like, that shows you you're not a big priority in their life. And if you're not a big priority in their life, you better get something else going. You better get busy. You better say to yourself, okay, I like this person. And some people can't break it off with somebody. I understand that and I get that. Some people can't, you know, throw somebody away because maybe they have a little history with that person and they can't cut that cord. Okay. They can't do it. I understand that. But the thing is, you have to change your mindset. You have to say to yourself, okay, I really like this guy, but you know what? He's not really giving me what I want or what I need. So I am just going to put him over here on the side. I'm going to say to myself, you know, he's not really feeling it with me. And I'm going to force myself. Sometimes you have to do things that are uncomfortable. Sometimes, you know, you have to feel that uneasiness. You have to try to talk to other people. You may talk to other people and maybe they're not your cup of tea, But you look at it as, you know what? I'm making friends. I'm talking to other people. I'm hearing about other stories. I'm experiencing other things. It's taking my mind off this other person. When I'm not focusing on this other person, okay, it's going to lift me up than sit here by myself and wonder, why isn't that person calling me? Why isn't that person texting me? Because now you have other options. Now your phone is ringing from someone else. Now you're feeling a little bit, you know, your ego is starting to build. You're building your self-worth and you're saying to yourself, you know what? That's okay. You know, you're not all into me. Look at this person that's calling me all the time. Look at this other person that's texting me all the time. Thank God I reached out to that person and I wasn't waiting around for you. Okay. That's why I always tell people too, with the what are we conversation, you should never have to pin somebody down and say, where are we? Am I your girlfriend? Like, what's our relationship status? If they are not making it clear that you are exclusive, then guess what? You're not exclusive. So you better keep your doors open. You better start talking to other people. You better get busy. You get into yourself, physically. Okay. Start working out, start feeling good about yourself. I know we're in quarantine, but there's exercise videos on YouTube you could do. You could order weights on Amazon and do the hand weights at home. You could get into your career and say, you know what? I'm really going to excel in my career. And, you know, I'm going to focus on this. And meanwhile, I'm going to talk to these other people. I'm going to get busy. Get busy, baby. I'm going to get busy and I'm not going to fall into that trap where this person has me where I'm sitting around waiting around for them. You have to change that mindset and you have to say to yourself, you know what? I am not going to fall into that desperate, needy point where I'm like worried about, you know, oh, you know, Let me change my hair color. Maybe he'll like me as a redhead. Maybe that'll get him more into me. You see what I'm trying to say? That's it. Just be you. Be the best version of you, okay? And somebody's going to feel you. The right one is going to feel you. But if you're with somebody that is not feeling you, and I mean like into you and giving you what you need, you have to just slide them to the side, put them on the pay no mind list, okay? And once you start talking to other people, it will lift you up, you guys. And now you may have other bad experiences. You may talk to other people and you may encounter a few people that turn you off or say things that turn you off, or maybe physically you're not as much into them. You keep going. You don't get depressed and say, oh, there's nothing better out there, because there is. There always is something better out there. Remember that. There's always something better out there. It's just a matter of finding it and not falling into that desperate state. Okay? I don't care who it is. You'd be surprised, you guys, because life is a funny thing. You know, when you've lived life, you see that your life never stays the same. You're going to go through little journeys in your life and you're going to have little changes and you're going to encounter different people in your life that will touch you. In some way, they will touch you or they will teach you certain things. Like when you look back on your past relationships, when I look back on past relationships, and a lot of them, you say to yourself, were not so good, but what did I learn from that? What did I learn from what kind of person I was dealing with? It taught me how to analyze people. It taught me how to size somebody up and see what that person is about. So now I have fine-toothed myself to a point that when I meet somebody, I can pick apart right away who I'm dealing with. What kind of cat am I dealing with? What kind of character am I dealing with? Okay, that comes with experience. But the point is, in order to have a healthy life and find the right partner, You have to have experience. This is why you have to talk to other people and see what other people are about, because that's another thing too. Some people are with somebody, they're dating somebody, and they've never had experience dating other people. So they think that this person is the end all. They think that, oh, you know, this is real love. When in fact, they don't even know what real love is because they don't have the experience in dating other people and seeing how other people treat you. You're putting your eggs all in this one basket that is not getting you anywhere. So, you know, it's so true. You have to just, you know, they also have that saying, but I'm not, you know, saying this, you know, how to get over one man is to get under another man. And I'm not saying that either. I'm just saying that you should have your options open. And it goes the same thing for men to women. If you're dealing with a woman that is, you know, not giving you enough, you got to keep your options open. Same thing, you know, you got to keep going and change your mindset. And in a way, you know, you have to have your self-value, your self-worth, and say, you know what? You don't think I'm good enough? You don't want to commit to me? You don't want to make me a priority? You don't want to see me on a regular basis? Well, guess what? There'll be another one that does, okay? If you don't want to do it, believe me, I will find another one that does. And you get out there and you start talking to people. And if you talk to other people and somebody else is not it, you keep going. You keep going. Keep going. Keep talking to other people. Talking to other people. You force yourself because that will get you out of that desperate state of mind. Trust me on this, you guys. It really does work, okay? I hope that helps you. And, you know, never settle for less than you deserve. Never let yourself fall into that loneliness. I can't be alone. You can be alone. And sometimes, even if you have to be alone for a little period till somebody comes into your life, okay, it will pass. Sometimes being alone is better than dealing with that. Sometimes being alone is better than worrying where somebody is or what they're doing or are they going to call you. You have a sense of peace when you're single sometimes, okay? You have more time to focus on yourself. You don't have that person calling and texting you with those, you know, nonsense texts that's taking up your day when you could be doing your work or, you know, getting into your fashion or beauty or working out or whatever you do, doing a face mask or whatever for yourself, because you're getting sidetracked by this person that shows you attention one day and then the next day they're distant, you know, those ups and lows. So just remember that, you know, it's not forever if you back off and you're single from somebody. There's always another one. There's always another one that will come into your life. Okay, so this is what I'm telling you guys. Remember what I told you and trust your gut. If you're feeling confused, if you're feeling like you don't know how much somebody cares about you, I wrote a book on this on Amazon. He's not that into you. Okay, he's wasting your time. Link in the bio. I talk about the signs of whether somebody is truly interested in you for you or whether they're just wasting your time, whether they're just keeping you around for some benefit to have you around. And a lot of people do that. That's really common today. You know, a lot of people keep you around and they're not all into you. And they don't tell you they're not all into you because they just don't, because they want to keep you around for whatever benefit. It could be sex. It could be, you know, just attention. It could be ego. So the thing is, change your mindset, you guys. Think about what I'm telling you. Change your mindset and it will lift you up. Keep your options open if you're not in an exclusive relationship and keep going. Keep going. Eventually, you will hit it. Okay? I hope that helps you. If it did, please hit the subscribe button and share and have a great day. Are you having a problem in your dating or relationship life and you need a question answered? Well, go to my website. The link is in the podcast description and you'll see how you can ask Yaz a question and get it answered confidentially. So go to the podcast description and look for the link where it talks about how Yaz will answer your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz. I want to tell you about my two books that are on Amazon, okay? You can download them free with the trial membership from Kindle. The first book is Regain Your Power. If you're in a relationship and you feel like your partner has all the control in the relationship, maybe you're walking around on eggshells, you're afraid to approach them, it's going to tell you how to regain your power and be happy in the relationship, okay? And what you may be doing wrong, and that's why your partner has all the control in the relationship. The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time. There's a lot of people that are dating someone or in a relationship with somebody who's not really vested in the relationship. And we often are confused as to whether our partner really likes us or is into us or wants a future with us. And this book is going to give you signs and red flags of whether your partner is into you or he's just basically drifting and wasting your time. So go to Amazon and download the Kindle free trial membership. Doesn't cost you anything. And check it out. It may help you. Okay? And have a great day.